Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt es, Erechen, Perik Hei, Mishnah Vav. Chayav Yarachim, those that are Mechuyev in Erechen. Who is this? This is a person that made an Erechen promise. He said, the Erech of so-and-so upon me, or the Erech of myself upon me. Now, this is not a joke. He canceled it. When I said it, I didn't mean it. No, it's like any other Chayv. Memashkenin Oysan. That means that the Gizbar of Hegdish, he's the treasurer of Hegdish, he can go over to this person who made the Erechen promise and say, okay, I'm going to take a pledge from you. You can come into his house, says the Batanura, and take something. And the one who made the promise can't say, no, don't take that. No, no, he can take it even against that person's will. And when you pay up, you'll get it back. Here we have a person was mechuyev to bring a carbon chatas or a carbon asha. Interestingly enough, what do you mean? You're over a chet, you have to bring a chatas. You're over a certain chet, you have to bring an asha. So we would think from this person for sure we should take a mashkin. No, says the Mishnah. Ein memashkin in Isa. Chazam were not interested in the gizber going into a person's house and taking a mashkin unless that was necessary. And when it comes to someone who's mechuyev a chatas or an asha, Chazal felt it's not necessary. A person that did an aveira and he has to bring a carbon chatas, a person that did a certain aveira that he has to bring a carbon asha, he wants that kapara. We don't think he's going to push it off. He'll bring it as soon as he can. He doesn't want to walk around knowing he has the chait on him. So, Dr. Batanur, there's one type of chatas where he may not be in such a rush. That's a chatas nazir. A nazir has to bring a chatas. That's one of the kabanas he has to bring. But its purpose is not kapara, says the Batanur. And once he brings the other kabanas, he's allowed to drink wine. So, it's not that he has to wait to drink wine until he brings his karmel chatas. So Hitaka was scared he may be negligent and he won't be in such a rush to pay. So that's the one exception, says the Batanura, the chatas nazir, where indeed the Mishnah's advice is don't push it off because the gezber will be knocking at your door. Vayitra says the Mishnah, chayavei oilois ushlamim, those that are mechuyev a karmel oilot or a karmel shlamim. Zakta Mishnah memashkin in oisan. Bezen will take the mashkin. What does that mean? Zakta Batanura, the person does an aveira, he brings the karm chatas. But an oil is also mechaper. An oil is mechaper on an assay, on a person who didn't do an assay, and also on a lav hanitikli assay. A lav hanitikli assay means, for example, don't steal, but the Torah says return the gzela. So there's no chatas for that. But the person does need a kapara. So l'chayru, wherever you need a kapara, you don't need any extra help. You don't need any extra encouragement. You don't need the threat of someone coming along to take a mashkin. But l'maisa, we do take a mashkin, if he doesn't bring his carbon oila or shlamim. Zakta batru l'maisa, it's not a choif to bring it. Okay, stop. What do you mean it's not a choif to bring it? The Mishnah is saying he's mechuyif to bring an oil. What's happening over here? What the batanura means is, you do a certain aveira, automatically, whether you promise a chatas or not, you're mechuyev to bring a chatas. It doesn't happen by an oila. Now, if someone promises to bring an oila, he's mechuyev to bring an oila, and the oila is a kapara for his lack of doing a mitzvah saseh, or on certain aveiras that a chatas is not there for him, like a lav hanitik saseh. It's true. But because he's the one that promised it, it's not an automatic chiyev, he doesn't see it as a kapara that he must have. Chazal assessing human nature, we feel unless he's going to have an added incentive like preventing a mashkin being taken from him, he's not going to be in a rush to bring this carbon. Other Rishonim point out, you may remember this from Masechtas Yuma, if a person's over in an assay and he does tshuva, the Eibush has moichelim even without a carbon. So it's not that same level of kapara. Even after he does tshuva, it's like a present. You do tshuva, I said, I'm sorry, the person accepts your apology, you bring a present, it completes the kapara, but it's not the same as a chatas and asha. A chatas and asha, you can do tshuva and you're supposed to do tshuva, but you still have to bring the carbon. Okay, so you get the general picture over here. Aval pi she'em eschapa liyat she'yisratza, even though if he needs a kapara for the things that an oiler works for, and even though he won't have it until he brings it, but somehow he's not in such a rush to bring it, and therefore, we're going to take a mashkin from him. How do we know this? Shenema, because the Pasuk says, in regard to a carbon idol, it says, Yakrav Oisei Lirit Sinai. Lirit Sinai, that means only if he wants to. No, what it means is, says the Mishnah, sometimes we help him. Koifin Oisei, we force him at Yomer Oisei until he says, I want. And that's called Lirit Sinai. Sounds like a little bit of a contradiction. We force him until he says he wants. Well, if he wants, why does he need forcing? It's like the Mishnah V'chein HaTaim, Rebbe Gittin Nashim. We have the Rebbe Gittin Nashim also. There are times the Chazal were koveya, like the Gemara says in Masechtas Ksuvos, that they pressure the husband to give a divorce to his wife. Aye, the husband has to give it out of his own will. So koifin, I say. Achiyarm, until he says, Roitzani, I want. And that's called wanting. Of course, that's not in all cases. It's only in certain cases where Bezin says that he has an obligation to give a divorce. Okay, so, Lamaisa, why is it called wanting if he doesn't want? The Rambam explains because Be'emes, we do want. We want to do mitzvahs. But we have a Yetzirah that's kind of in our way. This is the Lashon of the Rambam. Shekol mishehu michlal Yisrael. Nafshei, his nefesh, roitze Be'emes l'kayemes ha-mitzvah samutelis olav. You want to learn, you want to daven, you want to shake lulav and esrog, you want to eat matzahs and Pesach, you want to be mekayim kibbut av ha'eim, it's just that the Yetzirah gets in our way. If someone gave you a certificate of a malach, came down and said, you were mekayim all the mitzvahs, you would be very proud. So why, Taka, aren't you being mekayim all the mitzvahs? Because there's a Yetzirah. But if the person is forced to do it, inside his inner rotzoin is that he really wants to. That is how the Rambam explains it. Okay, what do we learn in our Mishnah? We learned the person is mechuyev erichin because he promised the erichin of so-and-so upon me or the erichin of myself upon me. The gizber will go into his house and take a mashkin. On the other hand, chayavei chatois v'ashamais. There's no need for that. He knows he has to bring this karbanis. He knows he will not have a kapara until he brings it for those aveirois that triggered these karbanis, and therefore we feel he can do it on his own. On the other hand, if he's mechuyev a karbanoilo or a shlamim, we will take a mashkin from him, even though in regard to a karbanoilo, there are certain things where he needs it for a kapara, like an asay, a lafanitik asay. But lemaisa, as explained, there was no automatic thing. Oh, he did an aveira, he has to bring a karbanoilo. He promised it himself to bring it. And Taka, when he brings it, it's a kapara. So he feels, okay, so don't rush me. I promised. But don't rush me. And sometimes when a person pushes something off, it doesn't get done. We also explained that Be'emes, for the things that a carbon oil is mechaper on, tshuva itself works, even without the carbon. So for whatever reason, we have to enforce this promise that he made. And it's called that he wanted to do it. The pasuk says, Yakrav Oisei Lirit Sinai. And that means Kaifin Oisei Sha'amar Raitzani. We find the same that Gittin Nashim says the Mishnah. And how it works, so that Rambam explained, that really inside a person's heart, he wants to fulfill the mitzvahs.